Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. We are in this place. Let's digitally talk face to face. It is Saturday, so you know what that means. So you want to get married, so you're engaged, so you're dating, and you want to do it right. So normally I don't like to read Cosmopolitan articles, but this article is really interesting because it is 17 relationship experts reveal the red flags you're missing on first dates. I thought it was an interesting article, and I love that they're actually using relationship experts, because we'll talk about it in a second. So stay tuned. Article, and I think these 17 red flags could also be applied to friendship as well. So number one red flag, they insist on ordering your food or drinks. Part of me feels like, okay, so the reason why thinking about this topic is because a couple of things come to mind before we talk about the 17 red flags. There have been a couple of guys that I have gone out on dates with, and I think they're actually the same sign. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I think the thing that's interesting is, like, if nothing happens that is like an egregious offense, or it is something that is like, you know, so blatantly wrong, do you try to move forward? And so one thing that I've learned is going backwards with someone in terms of like revisiting and or retrying, sometimes it's really not worth it. And that's why I think it is important to really try to figure out what it is you want and then going after what you want by giving yourself options, okay? So I'll say that without telling all of my business. Okay, so number one, if they insist on ordering your food or drinks, it says this is a red flag, even if you state that you could order for yourself or you find it endearing, cute, or maybe even romantic. In reality, it could definitely be a sign of a controlling person. This is, her name is LaVonya Reeves. She's the CEO and founder of Rebound. Covers, overs, or something.com. Okay, number two, has zero opinion. I agree with that because it means that she says, this article says, it's one thing to be easygoing, but it's quite another to be without an opinion on everything or unwilling to share opinions you hold. If your date insists you decide everything about your first get-together, they may be battling with a low confidence level. That's possible. And I also think too, like, that was the first guy that I dated. He was very indecisive. Like, he couldn't make a decision. So that really irritated me. I'm like, you're a grown person. So if you're unwilling to make a decision, that means you're either very insecure or you let other people make your decisions for you. So I agree with that. Number three, they're not aware of your need for safety. Ooh, that's a good one. Do they have a hard time wondering why you won't meet them at a sketchy bar on the wrong side of town? Or do they just let you put up with a creepy person at the club without recognizing the situation and helping you out of it? If they don't realize you have a need to feel physically safe, they aren't mature enough to realize that your other needs will be different than theirs. Better let them learn on someone else. I agree with that. Number four, if you're out with a man, he clearly distanced himself from other men. That's interesting. Does he say things like, I'm not like other guys? If he does, he has totally cut off his masculine side. Men should be in touch with their femininity, but if your date has disowned his masculinity, prepare to make every decision in this relationship. Good luck also trying to get him to get along with your male friends and family members. He'll either be intimidated by them or think they're jerks.
That's interesting perspective.
So I totally agree with that. I think men should have relationships with other men, but I also think they should be who speaks into their lives. Who are their mentors? Are they happily married men? Because if they're not, and they're either, if their friends are divorced or they've had bad marriages, that is also going to weigh on them as well, because their ideas of marriage and or a happy marriage, you know, what is it? There's a saying that says, good company corrupts bad morals. Bad company corrupts good morals. I said that backwards. But I think that is so true. Number five, looks to the right a lot. Some studies show that when a person looks up and to the right, they could be creating a memory instead of recalling a memory, which could also mean that they're not telling the truth. I like that one. Number six, they make multiple comments like, I should have, or I feel guilty, or I need someone, who, instead of I want someone. This could be red flags that they wrestle with low self-worth and victim mentality. You want someone who knows how to assume responsibility and is their own independent self. Number seven, is supposedly super into the environment but uses straws. A huge red flag is when someone's action and words don't match up. For example, if you meet someone who tells you the environment is a top issue in their life and they support environment issues, but they use straws and plastic cups, covers for their coffee, the actions and their words do not match up. And I agree that that means that person is a liar for sure. Absolutely. I agree with that. They suggest a wine bar for the first date, but they don't drink. Someone asked me out on a first date and suggested a wine bar when we met. I ordered a glass of wine and he ordered water. He told me that he rarely drinks and that he loved water, but he was the one who suggested the high-end wine bar, but I suggested tea or something non-alcoholic, but he stuck with water. I insisted on paying in part because I wanted to leave a big tip. That's interesting. Number nine, wants to itemize everything. Someone who brings up consistently who contacted who first, who said what first, etc. When you suggest splitting the bill, they want to itemize it. When you ask a question, you're told that they already shared that information. I don't know that I've ever met somebody like that, and I would definitely not be interested. They criticize their ex. If your date spends your first date being excessively critical of an ex, including calling them Satan or other derogatory nicknames, run, you may be dating a narcissist. 11, they criticize anyone, especially for first dates. If your date spends your time together ripping others to shreds, making fun of others with extreme criticism, whether it's parents, siblings, friends, neighbors, bosses, or coworkers, you may also be dating a narcissist. 12, criticizes the food. If they are extremely critical of the way the food is prepared, the service in the restaurant, or other restaurant goers, but come across as sweet and highly flattering of you, make a beeline for the exit. They are showing you a peek into your future with them, a critical, controlling, condescending, narcissistic partner. Number 13, they overdose the romance without any solid foundation. When you meet for the first time and they just seem to be too good to be true, they probably are. It might seem romantic, but better watch out if they start giving you gifts, complimenting you to the extreme, becoming way too affectionate too early. The tactic is called love bombing. When you haven't built any foundation yet to your relationship, but they are already treating you as if you are the love of their life, they are, in fact, lulling you into a false sense of security. Number 14 is late without a valid explanation. There will be times when the traffic is bad or an emergency happened, but unless your date has no specific reason when they are late, you should start thinking if they're really interested. If they don't give you a heads up after the 5-minute mark, then you are probably just wasting your time. If you're looking for someone who is serious about finding a good relationship, better start with someone who values your time. I agree and disagree. If they don't have a valid reason and or if they don't give you a heads up. Yes, I agree with that partially. Number 15, they complain all the time. It's one thing to be comfortable and open about your private sentiments, but it's another to complain relentlessly. You may not see through it at first, but a person who does this on a date and on the first date, that will bring about a steady stream of personal problems and negativity. Monitor if the behavior persists and do not ignore the red flags. Number 16, has too many things in common with you. If you find your date is leading the conversation and you're in a constant state of me too, you may want to pause. Soulmate belief or not, if someone keeps bringing up things that you're aligned with, favorite food, band, color, shop, author, place to grab lunch on Tuesdays, it could be a sign they social media stalked you and or are attempting to win your affection by stacking the deck. Anyone who wants to manipulate the situation to seem like you have so many similarities and therefore a connection could be a real sign of someone who is overly controlling and potentially harmful. Number 17 is too gross too soon. We should be comfortable with our partners and accept their bodily stuff exists. But if you've ever been low, if you've ever seen how hot dogs get made, you know that sometimes it's better to find out something is tasty before you see behind the scenes footage. Behind super crass is that first get together could mean their attitude towards self-care is not something you want to be with in bed. Interesting. 18, checks their phone constantly but takes forever to text you back. If you're on a first date and the person you are meeting can't give you their attention for a couple hours, this is a red flag and impolite. If they don't value giving you attention now, this could definitely be a sign of things to come. Number 19, there are a lot of these, so we're going to stop at 20 because there's more. We'll do this maybe part 2 next Saturday. Number 19, they try to take a selfie the first time they see you. Confidence and friendliness is attractive, but if your date is acting too familiar with your roommate who answered the door, wants to talk to your mom when she calls, or is immediately adding you to social networks and wanting to take a selfie, then you might be facing a glaring red flag around their ability to understand social norms and boundaries. Number 20, last but not least, brings up emotional wounds from childhood on the first date. The first date should be about the chill, casual courting, and things move too personal and deep too fast. This can mean that trauma from childhood was not left in childhood, but is still haunting the individual in their present. The inability to process emotions and deal with them in the past can lead to problems in their adult life. Okay, so I'm going to stop at number 20 because it looks like there's 21, 22, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 10 more. So we'll do the last 10 next week because this is really getting long. So thank you guys for listening. I did say 17 red flags, but it looks like there are actually 30 red flags, but we're going to change this to 20 red flags. So thank you guys for listening. It's Cut to the Chase at 8, and we will chat tomorrow on Soulful Sunday. Okay, so this episode was a little longer than normal, but if you haven't done so, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, turn on your notifications so every time I upload a new episode, you will get notified. And if you want to leave a message in response to this podcast, please do so. Leave a message and I will add it to this podcast so you could be a part of my podcast and my special co-host / guest. And if you're not following me on Instagram, make sure you follow me at Madison Chase Fitness and turn on your post notifications for when I upload a new story or add a new post. And Facebook, at Official Madison Chase Fitness. And thank you guys for listening and subscribing and for leaving a 5-star rating. I definitely appreciate it. And it's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me. And we will chat tomorrow.